T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ready?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Ready. Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready.
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes.
So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It's 8:33. It's Wednesday, and our beautiful weather continues, and that is definitely something to be happy about, right, Amy Markscores?
Oh, you're darn tootin', Debbie.
Darn tootin'. You got any fun expressions for us, Michael Kelly?
Yeah.
That we can say on the radio?
Hey now, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, I guess this is our last day of, like, incredible weather.
Well, tomorrow gets a little warmer, but still not bad. It's Friday and Saturday and Sunday when we're getting
back to summer.
Back to summer, but still. Oh, man, those cool
yesterday.
Breezes.
Yesterday. Oh, I sat on my porch for 2 hours, texted with Amy Marks, of course.
creeped on the neighbors.
Creeped on the neighbors. Oh, yeah. Wait till I tell you about that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do tell.
Well, we will. It's coming up.
What
after
time?
9.
I
oh,
okay. Don't know.
Well, speaking of creeped on.
Oh, that's actually perfect. Yeah.
I guess we're going to talk about a governor?
Yes, no, Andrew Cuomo.
Actually, which governor? When you talk about creepy governors, it's hard to know who you're talking about.
Yesterday, New York State Attorney General Letitia James announced that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees, creating a hostile work environment for women in violation of state and federal law. It's a 165-page report, and after its release, President Biden said he believes the governor should resign, echoing a chorus of similar calls by other party officials. Amy, is it time for Cuomo to go? And if so, does he have a political future?
It is time for him to go. And no, he shouldn't have a political future. And President Biden has called for him to resign. Leading Democrats have called for him to resign. And this is not a guy who just was, quote, from another era and maybe said a few inappropriate things. I mean, he was fondling these women, according to the allegations, on their chest, on their backside, running his finger down their back. I mean, very creepy, as detailed in this 185-page report. And in New York, forcible touching, which all of those actions would classify as forcible touching, is a Class A misdemeanor. So yes, he should resign, or he should be forced to resign. Interestingly, he had an 85-page response to these accusations, but only 26 pages of text. What were the other pages? I kid you not. Pictures of other politicians hugging people. Pictures of other politicians hugging people. That was his response.
Guy needs to go. I think he'll be gone before Labor Day. Unfortunately, we live in a political environment right now where people don't seem to want to resign, right? We've seen this before with politicians who are caught up in scandals and they just wait it out. I mean, I continue to be astounded by the fact that we have a prosecutor who's allowed 3 people to get out of jail for murder. And there should be a chorus going after that as well. But fortunately, Joe Biden and other major Democrats are leading on this, and I think Governor Cuomo's days are numbered.
Well, let's go from Governor Cuomo to Governor Parson, who yesterday, not yesterday, but we just found out about this recently, pardoned Mark and Patricia McCloskey. The pair pled guilty to minor offenses after, of course, we all know they were showing off their guns last summer in the Central West End. The two are among a dozen pardons and two commutations announced on Tuesday. The governor had previously said he would grant the McCloskeys pardons if convicted. Some other folks, Michael, are pointing out that 60 Minutes even profiled people who are in Missouri prisons who are innocent, and the prosecutors have even apologized to them and said they know they're innocent, but they're still sitting in jail, but the governor hasn't pardoned them.
Well, this governor is an embarrassment. He is not capable or qualified for the job that he has. I don't think it is surprising that in the midst of a pandemic, he's put his head in the sand, and this is the type of stuff that he's been focused on, which is pardoning the McCloskeys. I don't think it's a surprise that he was going to do it. Whatever you expect of Mike Parson, I can promise you it will be worse than you expect, and I think this shows that.
I mean, I'm fine with this pardon. I did wish the whole McCloskey thing would go away, of course, with Mark McCloskey's bid for Senator Blunt's seat. I'm not sure the McCloskeys are going away anytime soon, but I don't have an issue with this pardon as far as other cases where the governor could pardon them. I'm not sure if it's an issue of if it hits his desk or not. You know, if that request hits his desk, and that does need to be dealt with as well, but I mean, it's fine. I wish this particular situation would fade into the distance.
It's 8:38. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll check traffic and weather together. And we have not quite seen the end of eviction moratoriums. More to come.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Cards and Braves are back at it again tonight at Busch Stadium. It's game two of their three-game series, and you can hear it here. Ameren Pregame Show 620, First Pitch 7:15, on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX and KMOX.com.
It's 8:42, Amy Mark scores. Michael Kelly, I'm Debbie Monterey. Do you want to sing, Michael? Go
no,
ahead.
No.
Okay.
I do like it, though.
He looked like he was about to, didn't he?
Yeah, it was. You know, sometimes we kind of get stuck in the rut with some of the music, but Michael's busting out some new stuff.
That's right.
Oh, it's Amy's. Amy's
he's
music.
Fresh.
Oh. See, I apologize. See, when you were gone and I had to run the board and do all of this other stuff, it was too much to look for interesting music, so. Oh, well. Let's see here. Let's talk mask mandates. Oh, my goodness. Again, last night, a two-hour meeting of people shouting down mask mandates. A raucous crowd once again. A St. Louis County judge yesterday temporarily blocked the new mask mandate in the county after the Missouri Attorney General's office argued the mandate had been overturned by a county council vote. The ruling says the AG's office is likely to succeed in its lawsuit, saying that the county council had the power to overrule the mask mandate. Do you agree with the ruling, Amy? And are you surprised that we've had now 4 hours of very passionate and angry testimony in the county council chambers?
Right. I'm not surprised we've had anything angry in the county council chambers. But I actually agree with this judge's ruling. And she did go out of her way, the judge did, to say this is not an indictment of masks, nor is it a commentary on masks or the political issue of it. She's looking at the process, and she made it clear that her ruling was based simply on the process and that the county council has the legal authority to overrule the mask mandate that the county executive acted outside his authority when he bypassed the county council. So I do think it's the right ruling. I hope the county council and the county executive and the St. Louis task force in general, we can all figure this out, because nobody knows what the heck is going on.
Yeah, I think the judge was interpreting the law. I mean, this is what the legislature passed. I don't think the ruling is a surprise. I think it's unfortunate that we don't have a mask mandate in St. Louis County, but it's unfortunate we don't have it in St. Charles and in Jefferson County. It's unfortunate that this virus continues to rage and people aren't getting vaccinated. The law is the law. I don't like the law because I do think that health officials in particular should have the ability to impose this type of stuff without the threat of politics. Having said that, I'm hopeful that cooler heads will prevail in St. Louis County. That's hope. That ain't going to happen. And that they will put together a mask mandate.
I do think it's probably true in politics. The loudest voices get the most attention. So 4 hours of a county council meeting with people testifying against masks. Lisa Clancy, who was going to introduce a proposal for mask mandates, Michael, said that she got, I think she said 700 or 800 emails in favor of a mask mandate, but those people did not feel, I don't remember the word she used, but basically that those people did not feel safe coming to the county council chambers. If you were a person in favor of a mask mandate, would you get in front of that crowd and say so?
No. I also have a hard time believing a lot of what Lisa Clancy says, because there's just been too many examples of where she is maybe not being completely truthful. But I don't doubt for a second that there's not thousands of us out here. Maybe hundreds of thousands of us in St. Louis County who are fearful of this virus and who want this mask mandate in place. And kudos to her for introducing the legislation to do it. I hope that cooler heads will prevail. It seems to me that there's enough common sense people on that council that they can pass this mask mandate.
But I would feel safe going there, both safe when it comes to the virus because I'm vaccinated. And if I were going there to voice my opinion in favor of the mask mandate, I'd be vaccinated, I'd have a mask on, I would feel safe. But I'd also feel physically safe because, yes, it was raucous as far as the booing or there were people voicing their opinions, but no one was pushing or shoving anybody. We have no video of them pushing or shoving Dr. Khan, and we have no video of anybody pushing and shoving other members. So I would feel safe physically and feel safe as far as the virus goes.
As somebody who's spent my whole life in St. Louis, I'm old enough to remember when St. Louis County was considered to be the calm parent.
Right. It was so boring.
In the region. And what's happened now, and it's really all happened in the last 2 or 3 years, is just, it's sad. And it's no wonder that people are just fed up with government, because this used to be the calming influence of the region. And now it's just a flaming circus.
It's bizarre when those of us who are city residents think.
We literally had people pee on the floor of the Board of Aldermen. These people make that look normal.
Our Board of Aldermen is so boring.
Yes. Oh, I missed that.
Oh, we had a long, we'll have to tell that story sometime, but we had a long raging debate about a decade and a half ago.
Filibuster, where somebody,
and they said, no, you can't leave. And so they brought a tent out, and the person went to the bathroom.
Peed in a garbage can.
It made national news, but nothing like this circus we're watching right now out in St. Louis County.
Who hasn't peed in the floor of the Board of Aldermen, though, when you think about it?
Oh, it's 8:48, and we'll talk about kids and their educations when we come back.
This is Overtime
on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 8:52, and ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the discussions during the commercial break, if only.
You
if
have to
only.
Pay
we
extra.
Could make it pay-per-view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pay-per-view for the not safe for
it's
work.
It's the X. We put the X in KMOX.
That's NSFW. All right. We talked a lot about plane issues, and many of us haven't been on a plane. I don't think I've been on a plane in 2 years, and I can't wait to get on one, but maybe not this one, because a passenger aboard a Frontier airline flight has been charged with 3 counts of battery. The passenger is accused of inappropriately touching 2 female flight attendants and then punching a male attendant over the weekend. The flight crew then restrained restrained him with duct tape. They literally duct taped him to his seat. There's video, other passengers taping him being taped to the seat.
Yeah.
Frontier initially said the crew was suspended because the passenger wasn't restrained using proper procedures. But now the airline is showing support for its crew, which is who is, they're on paid leave pending an investigation. Amy, should the crew be punished? I'm not sure what the proper way to restrain this fellow would have been.
I am on the crew's side, and I will march in support of this crew because I watched the video of the unruly passenger, this young kid who, I mean, we couldn't play the tape because he dropped so many F-bombs, and he, I believe, was fondling the, you know, the flight attendants and was yelling vile things. So finally they duct taped him to his seat, which was the most gratifying thing ever to watch.
Right.
Also, when you said we've got a plane problem, I don't know why I pictured the Great Plains. I'm like, somebody, the Great Plains, they're driving me nuts. I've got planes problems.
It's not surprising to me. I've been on an airline quite a bit, or airplanes quite a bit, over the last couple of years. And there's something going on with people's behavior on airplanes.
The number of complaints about passengers,
and I've witnessed
has
it,
gone up 10 times.
And some of it's driven by this mask. We had an idiot on my flight home this Sunday that was, you know, I don't need to wear a mask, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, really, dude? We all just want to get to the... None of us want to wear these doggone things.
Just shut up and
we
put
want to
it
get
on.
There, just put it on. And it just seems to be going crazy. I'm all for these folks duct taping them. I wish I had duct taped his mouth, too.
Are you afraid to fly now, Michael?
No.
Because I will say, I've seen so many stories now of unruly passengers, which is too nice of a word for them. And it would be freaky to be on a plane with someone.
I'm not afraid to fly, but I will tell you that I only sit on aisle seats now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am prepared to be one of the helpers.
Good
if,
for you.
If somebody's out of hand, because I'm big, you know, and I'm always like, hey, if somebody's going to act a fool here, I'm going to hit them. Because I'm not allowing somebody to blah, blah, blah. But so I'm not afraid of it, but I'm a big person, and I'm going to probably have a better than not chance to knock them down if I have to.
That's what they should do. You know how they say, are you able and willing to do the exit row, to work the exit door? We need that for unruly passengers.
No, I'm not going to sit by that window, but I'll be in the punch lane.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We need to be four big people.
We need you to verbally say yes, that you're going to be willing to slap somebody.
All right. Kids are going back to school. And I know for a lot of kids who haven't gone back to school at all, they're super excited about it. However, according to the Boston Globe, some educators are urging students to repeat their grade because of the COVID education slide. Michael, we'll start with you. Should kids repeat, or do you think that since every kid pretty much was impacted somehow, should they get a little mulligan for this past year?
Sure, yeah. I think probably a mulligan, and they ought to help them out. But, I mean, how much more are we going to steal from these kids? We've taken 2 years of their lives already, and now we're all being selfish and not wearing masks and getting vaccinated, and likely they're going to get time stolen from them again. That it really is tragic what we've done to the young people in the midst of this pandemic. You know, we always say we care about women and children. No, this selfishness we're watching right now is not taking care of these children.
I think if a parent or teacher knows their child has slid back or is very far behind, a mulligan doesn't help the kid because so much of school is cumulative. And if you push a kid forward and he or she is doing work that they're not prepared to do, it's disheartening, it's frustrating, and they're only setting them up for failure. So I think, again, it's a decision for teachers and parents. But if the child is behind in the grade, keep them back so that child has a chance to learn.
All right, it is going on 8:57, and it's The Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Markscores and Michael Kelly up after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.